we had reservations on Wednesday night. We actually had, we had tickets, and we were confirmed, and we went to see a play called The Humans, which, according to the press, the most acclaimed American play in recent memory. It opened at the Cadillac Palace Theater. It is running through February 11th, and I was quite shocked, starring Richard Thomas, John Boy Walton, who did a wonderful job. But it won 4 2016 Tony Awards, Best Featured Actress. It was Best Play. So it comes in with a lot of acclaim. And I had been seeing commercials every morning for it as I watched the news, you know, The Humans, and it's hilarious. It's wonderful. And so I was looking forward to this because every other time we've gotten to go to the theater, it's been a musical. Now we know I've come around on musicals. I have determined that I am, in fact, a musical guy. I do enjoy musicals. But it was so nice for me to go, ooh, hey, we're going to a play, a drama. There's not going to be any showstoppers. It's going to all happen right here. There's going to be some angst, probably. There'll be maybe some comedy. Who knows what it'll be? And it was wonderful. It's all set on Thanksgiving Day in a duplex in New York City. And this family comes to see their daughter and her boyfriend, who are living in this duplex in Chinatown. And they come from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I don't want to give it away, because I will say this at the outset. If you like dramas, if you like a play that is just a play, go see it. You need to go see it. Here's my two-word review: hilarious and heartbreaking. It's also very thought-provoking. Now I will let Cody come into the conversation, because he was there as well. I enjoyed it thoroughly. What did you think?
I would say more hilarious and thought-provoking than heartbreaking.
The reason heartbreaking for me is the family is Irish. There was a lot of commentary and things that I projected my own family on and different family members. So there were parts of it that were very heartbreaking for me. Thought-provoking definitely would be number three. If I give it a three review.
And I think that heartbreaking may be your personal experience. If you replace the word heartbreaking with relatable, that's more universal.
Yes.
Because I agree with you that there is no way, if you have a family,
right,
period, to not go into this and walk out saying to yourself, oh my God, that was my family.
I felt, when I stood up at the end, I felt like somebody had punched me in the stomach.
Yeah.
But that's good. The play got to me. It affected me, which is what good theater is supposed to do. And that all falls on not only the source material, which is, I think, wonderful, but the performances of the actors. Without giving anything away, the final 5 to 10 minutes is one actor in silence. And there is not a second that you are not riveted to that performance. I'm not exaggerating the time, right?
Casey said it felt like a half hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it was intense?
It's very intense.
Yeah.
It's a long thing. And it's effective.
Oh, very effective.
It's engaging and effective. I actually, the ending was not my favorite part. The rest of it, I loved. The ending, the writing, I think they could have ended it differently. I think that there were other parts where I was like, I wish they would have ended it here. That was my favorite part. The rest of it, I mean, was so engaging. And it was different. You know, it's kind of a swerve.
Yeah.
It's kind of a different feel than the rest of it.
The thing with the ending for us was, on the way home, we were trying to figure out what it meant.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of different quandaries. And again, without spoiling anything, it does leave you kind of up in the air. And Debbie is notorious for hating any ending here's the ending.
Oh, ambiguity.
She doesn't want it ambiguous.
Mm.
She wants her story wrapped up in a nice bow and delivered. And the rest of the play, as you mentioned, is very linear that way. Yes, there are twists and turns, but it is all very relatable. It's delivered wonderfully. So the end, I had trouble with the end because four days later, I'm still like, what did it mean? The imagery of the final couple minutes was, to me, haunting, and I, you know, could picture it. trying to figure out what it meant based on comments earlier in the production by this character. And then, why did this happen? There were some things that I'm still questioning, which I guess is good that I'm still thinking about it this many days later.
Yeah. We saw a show at the Goodman Theater a few months ago. Don't remember the name, but it also had an ending that was very kind of artsy. It kind of pulls out of a straight narrative. Oh, here, you're seeing what you're seeing. So I think that's a trend, maybe in more modern theatrical productions or more modern playwrights. So it's not certainly unique. I don't think I looked at it and said, wow, I've never seen this happen on stage before. I recognize that storytelling device of, oh, we're going to kind of go off and do something symbolic and it's a bit open. I think that's something you'll run into with a lot of contemporary theater. But, I think certain people respond to it really well and others might think, I could have done without that. But even if you remove that part and just look at the rest of the work, the writing, unbelievable.
The writing was phenomenal.
I mean, Casey leaned over to me at one point and just said, is that character, is that your mother? Is that based on your mother? And it's just the similarities that so many of these characters had with so many people that you know, in your own family or outside, or it was chilling. I mean, the exact way that it's written is, and it captures the way that people are, was uncanny.
And there was not one performance that didn't feel genuine. From the grandmother character, who doesn't have a lot to do for most of the production, very, very relatable, to Richard Thomas, as I mentioned, was the father. Pamela Reed, who, as soon as she came on, I was like, I know this actress from something. She was in Kindergarten Cop. She was in The Right Stuff, Melvin and Howard. She's been around a long time. A lot of Broadway productions and theater productions as well. But for myself, as a guy who, doesn't go to Broadway, I recognized her from the movies. I was like, oh, so she was wonderful as the mom who is just, as you said, an amalgam of just about every mom you can imagine. And then Daisy Egan is the daughter that they're going to visit. She was very good with her own, everybody's got their own baggage, every member of this family. And things are, one thing, and I know I'm not the only one, there was one plot point that you could see coming from the very beginning of the show. The father, the news that the father had to deliver. But that doesn't, it was obvious for a reason. It was obvious so I think the audience would know this is the struggle that is running underneath him. I will say, the big turn, his big reveal, I didn't see coming at all.
Really?
Yeah, did you?
The father?
Yes, the father's big reveal.
Yeah.
Half of it I did, half of it I didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know if we even really said what the play is about so much. You mentioned where it was set.
Yeah, it's about this family that goes to visit their daughter on Thanksgiving. She lives with a man who is older than her, who is, we find out, wealthy.
Everything is very nuanced,
right?
And it's very not black and white, and it's not heavy handed. It's not a tragic family. There's no one character.
There's a lot of love and happiness to be together on the holiday, and generational concern and support. But everybody, just like in your family and my family, and everybody's got their own thing that they're dealing with.
Yeah, it was almost creepy how realistic it was.
Yes.
You're like, oh my god, I'm watching an actual family on Thanksgiving. This is happening.
It's characters, not caricatures.
Very character driven as well.
Right. And from just the way they held themselves, or just Richard Thomas standing there looked like every guy in my family, like every older guy when I was a kid looked like every older guy in my family. Do you think he was wearing a fake stomach?
I don't think so.
See, I couldn't tell. Because, again, it was that perfect...
The dad bod.
The dad bod, where because he's thin, but then he had this just, like, basketball stomach.
I think that was his figure.
It could be. But, he was drinking... The character was drinking beer, so the beer belly made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't distract me. I was just like, I wonder if that's really his stomach. Because, it wouldn't surprise me that they go... Richard Thomas, we need to fatten you up a little bit for the production, because he's a blue collar, a blue collar guy. So it all made sense. It was really, the staging was not, I loved how the duplex was depicted there. So you're staring at the stage and you're just looking at the apartment. There's no frills. Very simple staging came out. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and so relatable. Mm-hmm. And they talk a lot about financial problems.
Yes.
And saying, well, I've got to work this extra job, or I've got, oh, man, the mortgage is so much, or the payment on this, or the student loans are so much.
And I love the line, should it cost so much to be alive?
Great line.
It was like, no, it really shouldn't.
It really shouldn't.
How about the awkwardness between, if you've ever met, well, think of the first time you met your girlfriend or boyfriend or significant other's parents, and the awkwardness of being alone with the dad. And there were a number of scenes between the boyfriend and the dad where it was just like they're trying to make small talk, and you could see them both there, and it was just, again, so real. They're like, oh, I've been in that conversation. I've been in that.
The boyfriend also does a lot of things that are just they're real. And there are these things that you see people of my generation doing and saying that when you see somebody else do it, you kind of think, God, I don't like people that do that.
Yes. Do you have one example? Or?
Yeah, he kind of justifies, he kind of like doesn't want to lose, he wants people to completely agree with him on a point.
Yes.
They're talking about money or economics or where money comes from or how much money one has. And,
yes.
And the dad just says something kind of matter-of-factly, oh, this is kind of how money is. And this, the guy won't let it go. He keeps saying, I mean, I totally agree with you, but you also have to agree this. And it's this nuance, and it doesn't matter. Objectively, it doesn't matter if the dad agrees with this nuanced point.
But exactly.
But this, and I want to say, I know people don't like when I say this, but millennial, like I am, this millennial just won't let it go, and he has to get them to concede this nuanced point. And it's like, this is a thing that you can see people doing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it is annoying, and I've probably done it.
One of the most horrific moments for me was when he corrected the daughter and told her, he corrected his girlfriend, said you need to be nicer to your mom.
Yeah.
And boy, her reaction was perfect. It was. Again, there wasn't a moment where you went, ah, that probably wouldn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
Until, again, the more ambiguous ending where you could argue back and forth if that's your cup of tea or not.
Yeah. So as a person who usually enjoys musicals,
yes.
And this is one of the rare forays into dramedy,
yes.
Dramatic theater, I would call it a dramedy.
Just a play, people were calling it, yeah, dramedy, sure.
How did you feel as an experience?
I loved it. I love plays, straight up plays. So for me, it was great. Everything was, as you said, relatable. To me, honest. There was no moment that was not genuine. I thought the performances were solid all the way through. There's five people in the cast; they were all solid. So
yeah, you know, agree.
Two thumbs up from Cody and Brian, Regular Guy Theater Talk.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes,
too.
Go see The Humans. It's playing now through February 11th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. You can go to BroadwayInChicago.com, get all your tickets, get all cultured and whatnot. Thanks to WGN.